Welcome, this is Phil and Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we're speaking about why it is important to step out of your routine. Many of us have created daily routines to deal with these challenging times, developing many new ways to organize our time at home and with each other. For us, we have created a loving, peaceful togetherness in the house. We experience a delightful harmony and share much joy. Still, we notice that we have scheduled much of our time in various ways, separately and together, and do not step out of that pattern very often. This was made obvious to us the other day when we woke at 6:30 and I suggested we go for a walk together. It was cool and quiet. We usually avoid State Street, but it was close to deserted, so we walked down and we were shocked at the number of closed stores. We looped back up the west side to home and breakfast. Now, this was breaking our pattern completely. What a delight! Although we both walk daily, we don't usually do it together. We have different walking styles and both enjoy the experience of walking alone. Going out for a walk first thing upon waking and going together felt like an adventure. We had a great time, it was really fun, and it got us to thinking. We have been forgetting to consciously do something different. We started recalling wonderful special occasions that we remember so vividly and treasure so much. The drive to Nohoqui Falls, the meteor shower, the walk in the redwoods with Catherine. In other words, the exceptions to our routine. How did we stop doing these things? Perhaps because we can't travel in the way we used to, given the COVID restrictions, or we just got so caught up in the day-to-day. Stepping out of the norm has so many rewards, and yet it is something that is easy to forget to do, perhaps too easy. We have friends that have made going on adventures as part of their weekly activities. Sometimes scheduling the undefined or different is a good way to make sure it happens. Different events like these stand out because humans are designed to pay attention to novelty, whether prey or predators, party invites or possession notices, and the brain takes note of and remembers these. Adding such events may seem like an inconsequential act, but it's important. They add markers to our lives. They make us more flexible and open to unexpected events so we can say yes to opportunities and adapt to handle problems that arise. They give us more practice to be present with each other and with the world. Whether you are with a partner or living on your own, taking time to shake things up, create a big or little adventure and step out of your routine is so renewing and brings you smack into the present in a different way than you experience in your daily life. It renews the wonder and expands the horizon of what is there and what is possible. These kinds of creative adventures are vivifying to any and all relationships. Sharing undivided attention and experiencing things together keeps relationships alive and present. It is important to all relationships. Whether it is in person or through online, phone, text, email, find ways to share together and ways to be in the present that bring laughter and surprise and freshness. Well, I hope that inspired you this week. It's written down on our blog as usual. It's at philandmaud.com. So you can go there, read it, check it out, sign up, and I'll talk to you all next week.